Drive Time Show on Toledo Sports Leader, 106.5 The Ticket.
Drill to right field. That ball is hit well. It's to the wall, and it is gone. Jamer Candelario has his first Tigers home run. He showed some pop in the minor leagues, and that's his first big league homer with the Tigers. Jamer gets one back.
This 106.5 The Ticket Sports Exclusive is driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik Jr. at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore.
Throw does over the middle.
There you go.
Joel McQuinn, right side, to the house. Count it down with me, folks. 10-5, end zone, touchdown Detroit Lions. Oh, that is big. How about 2-7, patrolling center field like a safety should.
Get ready. It's now drive time.
Barrett gets the snap, hands it to Weber. Weber sweeping left side of the Rutgers 45 to the 40, 35, 30, down the sideline. Weber to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone goes Mike Weber with a 46-yard touchdown run to increase Ohio State's lead by 6 more.
Here's the host of Drive Time.
Now Gretzky's got a breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots and scores. Curry blocks the shot, and Gretzky ends 3-0. Los Angeles, Wayne Gretzky gets the goal.
Mike Miller is out there watching.
On its way, here's Chris DeMarco to win it. He wins it. DeMarco, 15 feet, 4 inches, center of cup, President's Cup to the United States.
All right, everybody, how are you? Another edition of Drive Time right here on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. I'm in one of my favorite broadcast locations. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas from our good friends here at Bar 145, Jeremy Fitzgerald, George Simon, the complete crew. Again, Friday night football preview show right here from a jam-packed bar, 145. Coming up at 5:15 tonight, we'll be talking to Mark Witten. Mark is the play-by-play boy, voice of the Appalachian Mountaineers. Of course, he'll take on the University of Toledo Rockets tomorrow. In Mobile, Rockets are a 7.5-point favorite in that game. We'll get the perspective from the Appalachian State side again at 5:15 with their radio voice. Walleye are on the road. Last time we talked, they had lost 3 straight. Now they've won 3 straight. They're in Kalamazoo tonight. Again, the Walleye taking on the Kalamazoo Wings. Matt Melzack will join us tonight at about 5:35. This is, again, the commentary section of tonight's show. Just a couple of things that I want to touch on, and I know I touched on this earlier in the week, and we heard the passing of Dino Moscato. And as I told people, and I remember when Dino played, and there was a lot of popular players that went through this town, from my good friend Mike Greeter, another friend Paul Tantardini, Nick Perillo, very popular as well, you know, Mark Deasley with the Storm, just a lot of fan favorites that have gone through this town. But before all those guys played, back with the Blades and the Hornets in the 60s and the 70s, was Dino Moscato. We lost him at 85 this week. Had a chance to talk to his daughter, Kathy, today. I know Jeff Ball, his son-in-law as well. And so I was able to keep up on the health of Dino Moscato over the last couple of years. I know it wasn't good as of late. So, again, our thoughts are with the family. This guy had a tremendous career, played in the American League, actually was a coach for both the Hornets and the Gold Diggers at one time here after his playing career, kind of a consultant. Tough as nails, I will tell you, but just a gentle giant off the ice with a great smile. He was 85 for a hockey player, and as tough as he was, you know, that's not a bad run. But again, our thoughts this holiday weekend are with all of his relatives and his family, Dino Moscato. Believe me, a fan favorite here in Toledo, and I've always said Toledo, the best minor pro hockey team in all hockey market in all of North America. 11 championship banners hanging down there. And again, as tough as they come, but even a better guy off the ice, Dino Moscato. Let's take a look now at the Spotlight Athletes of the Week, brought to you by the Monroe Superstore and by this show, Drive Time. First of all, hats off to Mitchell Miller of Woodmore. Basketball player, 6'1 senior guard. How about this? Help the Wildcats boys basketball team. They get off to a 3-0 start. That's the best start they've had since 98. And in those three games, he had 30 points. He had 17. He had 28. Then he came back in the past three and had 17 points in a win over Otsego, 21 against Hopewell Loudoun, had 17 against Elmwood as well, averaging 21 points per game on a pace to reach the 1,000-point mark for Woodmore. Hats off to Mitchell Meller, no relation, by the way. Also a 3.345 grade average. Good job, Mitchell Meller. Logan Harris, the ladies basketball team for Oak Harbor, 6'1 junior forward. They're off to a 6-1 start. She's averaging 24 points a game, 12 rebounds, shooting 56% from the field, 83% from the foul line, and has blocked 24 shots. Coming off a career-high 33 points against Huron, grabbed a career-best 14 rebounds against Tiffin Columbia. Again, hats off Logan Harris of Oak Harbor. How about her grade point average? 3.8. Good job, again, to both our Spotlight athletes this week. Drive Time Spotlight athletes driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahaly. Big weekend of sports. Of course, the Rockets coming up tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Today, boy, the Mac, of course, Akron got trounced in their game, but OU comes back today and beats the University of Alabama Birmingham 41-6. So the Mac are 1-1 in bowl games. I started a composite list today, what each and every conference will do throughout the 40 bowl games. Again, OU beating University of Alabama Birmingham today 41-6, but Central Michigan's down 24-7. To Wyoming in their bowl game tonight. But a big weekend of sports coming up. Rockets tomorrow night. NFL tomorrow as well. We'll have both games in the ticket. Indianapolis at Baltimore. Minnesota at Green Bay. Red Wings tomorrow. They're in Boston. Tough schedule. Started out in Philadelphia. They got beat there. And a tough game in Boston, by the way. Red Wings really got to get something going in the right direction. Lions will have the game. They must-win situation against Cincinnati at Cincinnati. That is on Sunday. So, again, that's the things coming up this weekend. This is Drive Time, driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahaly. Santa's specials continue over there. My favorite, a 2018 Ram 1500 Express Crew Cab, $148 a month. That's a 27-month lease. Mike Miller coming to you from Bar 145, the football preview show, back with the radio voice of Appalachian State, Adam Witten. After these words, all our guests appear courtesy of the Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust.
Montalito's sports leader, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back to a jam-packed Bar 145. Glad to have you on board, everybody. You're tuned to ESPN 106.5 The Ticket, home of the Detroit Lions, the Buckeyes, and, of course, even the Michigan Wolverines up on Nash Icon 98.3. Matt Melzack will join us at 5:35 tonight, live preview from Kalamazoo, ECHL action, the Toledo Walleye. They've won three straight. They're in the Zoo tonight taking on the Kalamazoo Wings. So, again, the big news of the weekend. We gave you the rundown of the night, of course, down in the Dollar General Bowl. The University of Toledo Rockets, 11-2, taking on Appalachian State. They are 8-4, and they're fine. Play-by-play voice, Adam Witten joins us now. Hello, Adam. How are you?
Hello. Great to be with you guys. Looking forward to it.
Hey, first things first, how many times do you have to go around, preceding a bowl game like this and correct people the pronunciation of Appalachian State?
Thankfully, it hasn't had to happen too much, but I'm glad that you got it right, because I've certainly been around some other shows that aren't in the eastern part or the southern part of the country, and they'll say Appalachian State. We did have one instance this morning at the mayor's luncheon. Somebody got up there at the podium and said Appalachian to a few groans from the App State contingent at the luncheon today, but overall, everyone seems to have gotten it right. That also helps that now this is the second straight year these two teams have faced. So most people from Toledo have learned the way to say it at this point.
Well, I got to tell you, Adam, I learned it from a friend of ours that live in North Carolina. They were up for the holidays, and I think about 3 or 4 years they corrected me, and I've been pretty good ever since. The one thing I like to tell our Michigan fans, Adam, in this area, Michigan State, University of Toledo, you know what they have in common? Both those guys, of course, walked in, put a whooping on the University of Michigan Wolverines. That always gets my the Michigan fans riled up. So that's a common thread as well.
Yeah, no doubt. That is something that they share, and I'm sure that they love reminiscing about that. That's certainly the fondest memory of App State fans in the history of this program is that 2007 win over Michigan. You know, there are a lot of parallels between these two teams. You just mentioned one right there. The fact they're playing for the second straight year, Jason Candle and Scott Satterfield, the head coaches, they coached together at Toledo in 2009 when they were both on the offensive staff, so they're good friends with each other. So, yeah, there's a lot of interesting storylines in this game.
I guess the other thing, Adam, that stands out here, I would expect, I mean, who knows? I mean, I don't know if we're going to see 37-27, 45-38, 27-20, but I'm not going to be surprised if there's not 1,000 yards, cranked up by these two offenses. How do you see it?
Yeah, you know, I think you look at the offensive numbers and you would think that there's a good chance for this to be a high-scoring game. I think that App would rather the game be somewhat similar to last year, where it was 31-28, where maybe only one team is scoring in the 30s. App is contrary to the numbers that you see as far as the offense goes and the fact that they have a great four-year starter quarterback, so there's two really good quarterbacks in this game. App is very much a ball control type of offense. They like to run the ball. They like to control time of possession, keep the defense on the other team on the field as long as possible, and certainly they want to keep Logan Woodside off the field as much as they can. But they want to run the ball, and they want to be able to control the clock and kind of grind it out and then win a game in the fourth quarter when maybe the other team's defense is gassed. So if this game is up in the 40s or 50s, that's not going to be something that necessarily they want. But as long as it's close, then I guess we'll take it no matter what the score is if they've got a chance to win it at the end.
Mike Miller coming to you from Bar 145 Football Preview Show, jam-packed here for the holidays. Adam Witten joins us, play-by-play voice of Appalachian State, the Mountaineers. What goes on in Boone, North Carolina? Strictly the college or anything else?
Well, I think one of the more unique things that goes on in, they call it the high country of North Carolina, Boone and the surrounding mountain towns and counties. One of the more interesting things that happens up there is it is a huge hub and very popular for Christmas tree farms. There's a neighboring county. Boone is in the county of Watauga, and there's a neighboring county called Ashe County, and its biggest area of business is Christmas tree farms. And people come from all over the state, even all over the region, drive to Ashe County, and they have what's called choose and cut farms, where you go into this huge open field where it's nothing but Christmas trees just lined up the way you would see farms and their crops. And people can go and drive up to the farms. They can go out there and they can hand pick whatever Christmas tree they want. They can cut it down themselves. They get someone to cut it down. Then you tie it onto the top of your car. You drive down the mountain, go back home, and now you got your own authentic Christmas tree in your home. So it's very much a college town. So it's typical of the things you would see around. I mean, a lot revolves around Appalachian State football. It's the biggest boom for the economy in Boone. So it's a huge deal for the folks in the mountains of North Carolina and even around the state. But that's one of the more unique things that people enjoy hearing about as far as things outside of the college, outside of football.
Neat stuff, Adam. I love that. How long have you been doing the play-by-play?
This is my second year. So I've come around for some of the good times when we the transition to the Sun Belt and the FBS is already done. And you know, I've been around for back-to-back Sun Belt Conference champions, so I've had it pretty easy the last couple of years.
Tell me a little bit about the Sun Belt. The strength of schedule this year, I mean, overall, this year's edition of the Sun Belt.
Yeah, you know, the Sun Belt was, it's a very competitive league. There was kind of coming into this year that there was kind of a big three in the conference between Appalachian State, Troy, and Arkansas State. Last couple of years, those have really been the two teams that have been the favorites and been the ones competing for the league championship. So it's become a little bit more top heavy the last 2 years. But one of the things that was interesting in this league is it was very strong at the quarterback position. So App State is not unfamiliar with facing a great quarterback. Logan Woodside may be the best one that they've faced all year long, but they've faced a ton of great quarterbacks this year. They opened the season with Georgia, and you know, they saw both Jacob Eason and Jake Fromm. They were responsible for injuring Jacob Eason and giving way to Jake Fromm at Georgia. They've seen John Wolford at Wake Forest, who's a good one, and then guys in the Sun Belt who are really strong as well. Matt Linehan at Idaho is one of the best quarterbacks in the conference in a four-year career. And Taylor Lamb, their quarterback's been great. Brandon Silvers at Troy. Justice Hanson, Arkansas State. A lot of guys that have put up some incredible numbers at the quarterback position. So it's very strong on the offensive side. There's a lot of yards, a lot of points put up in that conference. And it's a lot because there are some tremendous quarterbacks around the league. So they're going to see another one tomorrow for sure.
Adam Witten joins us on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust, everybody. Mike Miller coming to you from Bar 145. We've been here 6 years now on our Friday night football preview shows. Folks are cranked up. And by the way, a MAC team, OU won today. If you just tuned in big fashion, but Wyoming right now really giving it to Central Michigan. So we'll keep an eye on that. I'm doing something this year too, Adam. I'm keeping the records of each and every conference just to kind of see who does what at the end. Hey, before I let you go, I mean, some other names. I guess is Appalachian State a run first team? You got the likes of Jalen Moore, and I guess if we're going to see a deep ball, you're probably looking at Jalen Virgil.
Yeah, and some of the other names to know on the offensive side. Jalen Moore is their top running back. He was the Sun Belt Conference Player of the Year last year, and even though he missed a couple of games due to injury, he still led the conference in rushing this season. He's capable of going for over 200, close to 250, if he has a good day. At wide receiver, Jalen Virgil is the fastest player on the team. He was an all-state sprinter in high school in the state of Georgia. So he's certainly a threat when he gets the ball in his hands in space to take it to the house. But their most consistent wide receiver this year has been Ike Lewis. He's a senior, plays primarily out of the slot. He's caught 8 touchdown passes this year. He's really become Taylor Lamb's favorite target. And then a true freshman has really been turning some heads this year at wide receiver for them. He'll win number 5 tomorrow. That's Thomas Hennigan. And he was their leading receiver up until Ike Lewis came on incredibly strong at the end of the year and kind of surpassed him as far as statistics go. So those are some of the primary weapons that you'll see on offense, and they also love to use the tight end, especially when they get in the red zone. Colin Reed, number 87, has caught 5 touchdowns this year, so he's a threat when they get near the end zone as well.
Great stuff. Final question, Adam, before we let you go. Adam Witten, the play-by-play voice of Appalachian State. They play the Rockets tomorrow night. The University of Toledo Rockets, 7 o'clock kickoff in that one. All the pregame activities as well. Number one, did I miss anything about this matchup that you could share with us before I let you go?
I think we've pretty much covered it. I think the matchup App State's defense against Toledo's offense is going to be a really interesting one. The defense for the Mountaineers is going to prepare for this one probably differently than what they have for other games in the past, just because Logan Woodside is the rare quarterback that he's put up incredible numbers, but he's the rare quarterback that seems like he's better when you put pressure on him. And, you know, you always think that, okay, to stop a great quarterback, maybe you've got to just pressure him as much as you can and make him throw the ball when he's uncomfortable. But Logan never seems to get uncomfortable when he's under pressure. And so App State's defense is going to have to try, probably a variety of things to get him, not necessarily uncomfortable pressure, but maybe just throw some confusing looks at him. So that's going to be an interesting thing to watch, is how they approach the dynamic passing game of Toledo's offense, but also knowing that they've got some great running backs back there, even without Kareem Hunt, who's currently tearing it up in the NFL. So I'm excited to see Toledo's offense. Yeah.
No, it's been a lot of fun watching, of course, a lot of the former University of Toledo players, including Kareem Hunt, move on. Hey, Adam, number one, thank you for taking the time. Sorry, I had a bit of a delay there and a technical glitch, but you came through loud and clear. Appreciate it. Have a good call tomorrow night. And, again, thanks for taking the time tonight here on Drive Time.
Yeah, I appreciate the time. Thanks for having me.
Again, that's Adam Witten, play-by-play voice of Appalachian State. The Mountaineers, they take on the Rockets tomorrow in the Dollar General Bowl. Should be a good one, by the way, everybody. Rockets favored by 7.5. TAS Electronics update right around the corner. Again, remote car starter, still time, everybody. Great gift idea. Believe me, great gift idea. Did it myself a couple years ago, and everybody in the family still just absolutely loves them. TAS Electronic update, little sports, a little weather. Traffic is always brought to you by SuperFitnessToledo.com. My name's Mike Miller. Kush, right around the corner with the update.
The Ticket. Here's your host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Bar 145, football preview show. I've been here Friday nights now for 6 years. As always, thanks for the hospitality, Jeremy Fitzgerald, George Simon, Brandon Sabe is going to join me the last 5 minutes here to talk about all the activities through the holidays here at Bar 145, and a jam-packed Bar 145 indeed, and also a jam-packed Monroe Street, I can guarantee you that. Talk to the play-by-play man of Appalachian State. His name was Adam Witten. He joined us at the top of the hour talking about that big matchup tomorrow, the University of Toledo and Appalachian State. Rockets are a 7.5-point favorite in that one. And speaking of the University of Toledo Rockets, by the way, one of their alumni, voice of the Toledo Walleye, they're in Kalamazoo tonight to take on the Wings. Last time we talked, I think they were riding a 3-game losing streak. They turned that around. They've won 3 consecutive games. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, Mr. Melzak.
Same to you, Mr. Miller. Thank you so much for having me on from your old stomping grounds up here.
Good stuff. Glad to have you on board. Had a little bit of a delay there. I think I caught the last portion of that. But listen, I love that building. Spent a lot of great years up there. So take a little glance over there. I think probably now to your left for your broadcasting tonight. But tell me about that 3-game winning streak for the Toledo Walleye. What's gone right?
Well, I'll tell you what. Boy, a lot of things. First off, the offense has found itself again after scoring a total of 11 goals in the previous 5 games. Toledo had 15 last weekend. That'll certainly help things out. They went 4-for-8 on their last 8 power play chances on Saturday and Sunday at home. That always helps, Mike. And not only that, you know, combined, they hold the 3 opponents that they played last weekend to a total of 7 goals. You're going to win a lot of games that way when you outscore teams 15-7 over 3 games. That's kind of what it boils down to, Mike.
Yeah, coaches sleep better at night when you're getting numbers like that, no doubt about it. Speaking of numbers, while I go into this one tonight, 17-7, 2-1. Only 4 more teams in the ECHL have more points. Only 2 more teams have more wins. The Walleye. Boy, they're done till after tonight's game, after Christmas, Indianapolis at the Huntington on Wednesday night. Take a look at the schedule over the last, week to 2 weeks, Matt. And any games that you're going to be calling that might stand out and go, wow, this is going to be a good test, this might be a good one?
Well, I think you can start right away, right after the holiday break, Mike, because you mentioned Indianapolis in town. That's not the game you'd really want to focus on, but you start looking at the way the weekend unfolds for Toledo. They're going to go right into a 4-5 right out of the holiday break, playing Wednesday at home against Indianapolis, Friday at home against this Kalamazoo team, and then Toledo will go on the road to take on a very good Wheeling team on that Saturday night and finish up with the Fort Wayne Comets on New Year's Eve. So a busy weekend, and the 2 games at the end of that weekend are the very difficult games that are on the road, where, you know, Fort Wayne has been so good against Toledo this year, and Toledo has had its troubles in Wheeling over the years as well against a very good Nailers team. So a very difficult stretch coming up next week for Toledo.
Matt Melzak joins us from Kalamazoo. We're coming to you from a jam-packed Bar 145. Tonight, our preview show, we talk Rockets football. Lions, of course, here on Toledo Sports Leader coming up on Sunday. A couple of names. You know, I look at box scores kind of like you do, Matt, but Eric Bradford, a name that stood out, and also Charlie O'Connor picking up some helpers.
Yeah, he certainly has. As a matter of fact, Charlie O'Connor's kind of had bide his time a little bit, in and out of the lineup a lot. But with all of the injuries and the recalls that have happened lately, Charlie O'Connor has had to play
a regular shift nonstop here for the Walleye, and he's come through a big week last week. Matter of fact, he ended up being one of the guys that was nominated for ECHL Player of the Week last week. Didn't finish as a runner-up or, you know, win it, obviously, but you get a five-assist week. He was plus seven last weekend, Mike, in those three games. He has picked it up, certainly. He leads Toledo, as a matter of fact, in plus-minus with a plus 10 on the year for Charlie O'Connor, the first-year forward out of Bemidji State. So definitely playing some good hockey right now. Eric Bradford keeps rolling at a point per game. How about this? You look at his last year. He was with Toledo for a few games, then was traded out to Utah, ended up being an all-star. His last 84 games, Mike, he has 84 points. That's pretty impressive at any level, no matter what the level you're talking about. But you're talking two steps from the National Hockey League here, and this young man has performed at a very high level. Part of the reason why Dan Watson made the trade to get him.
No, geez, are you kidding me? 84 points in 84 games, no question about that. A good move by Danny Watson and the hockey department, along with Andy Delmore. Again, as Matt Melzak joins us on the Vito's Pizza phone line, Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust. You know, you mentioned something there, Bemidji State, and, you know, this is an age-old question. And, listen, I got to tell you, our games, Matt, and the O, there's every night 25 to 26. There's NHL scouts in our building and in the media room. No hyperbole. And what do you do? You know, you live the life. You're talking about hockey, and it comes up a lot. Transition from college hockey and junior hockey into the pro ranks. Anything you can weigh in there? I'm not asking you to say one way what's easier, what's better, but any observations over the years from what you've seen?
Well, I think, you know, obviously the young men that play in the OHL, Mike, that you're seeing on a nightly basis, they play more games. So they're more accustomed to, when they get into the pro ranks, of, oh, you know what, I'm going to play 70, 72 games. I can do that. That's no problem. I think the one issue that college players end up coming up on is when we start getting into January and February, and they start getting into that 45, 50 games where they just haven't played that many in years. So it kind of takes a little bit of an adjustment there, Mike. So I think that's one thing. But as far as our league is concerned, I find that college players, you know, for some reason, it's nice for them to start in this league because they get accustomed to the way the pro game runs a little bit more often than, you know, what the OHL guys, they're usually used to. There's a certain way we do this, and you have to watch your body over the course of the year because of all the games. Whereas the college guys, it's go, 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 because you're playing two games a week. Well, you know, you don't rarely play more than that at all in the college ranks. So I think this level ends up being a very nice start for a lot of college guys, and that's usually the case. Is a lot of college guys, like Luke Glendenning's a great example, that got his start with Toledo, and then slowly as he got accustomed to the pro game, it certainly made him a better player at the next levels up.
All right, Matt, if Toledo's to walk out of Wing Stadium there in Kalamazoo tonight with a couple of points, what would they have done right?
Well, they're going to have to be very conscientious of how aggressive Kalamazoo can be. They're very attacking, especially in their own building. They like to get on your D in a hurry. So that first pass out of the zone is going to be very key tonight for Toledo. It's got to be a good one to start them offensively. If that happens, they will get a lot of chances, and Toledo can score some goals against Kalamazoo. If it doesn't, this could be one-sided in a hurry.
All right, Matt, Merry Christmas to you, your family, everybody you work there with the Walleye. Always great having you on. Travel safe. We'll talk again. More importantly, have a good call tonight, and go Rocket, your old alma mater.
Yeah, certainly looking forward to that game coming up as well. Merry Christmas, Mike, to you and your family as well, and thanks for having me on.
Yep, always a pleasure. Matt Melzak, voice of the Walleye, back with Brandon Saba here from Bar 145 after this timeout.
It's Drive Time on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Bar 145. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. I think for 5 years now we've done our Friday night professional and college football preview show here from Bar 145. Besides the great food, the great burgers, the live music and everything else, want to remind everybody, in fact, tomorrow night, University of Toledo Rockets taking on Appalachian State. We had their radio play-by-play voice on, Adam Witten. He talked about that game. But joining us now, a guy that's his hospitality, along with Jeremy Fitzgerald and George, over the last 5 years for this show, by the way, which thanks for your support. Listenership is great. Brandon Saba joins us now. Brandon, first things first, I think we do this every year. Holiday weekend coming up. I know there's some changes in the hours and so on and so forth, but activities, what's going on? First things first. Love the sweater. Good to see you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Nice to see you, too. Tonight we got 56 Days on stage. So they're a local band here in Toledo. Always a great time. They play for the holidays for us usually. And then we got DJ A-Dub, which I'm sure everybody's kind of familiar with by now. He's going to finish out the night starting at 12:30. But super special treat tomorrow. Mike Mad Dog Adams from you guys probably know him from Put'n Bay and the Roundhouse and Mr. Ed's and all that. He's doing his holiday show with us tomorrow starting at 2. Always a great time. Makes for a perfect way to get the day started. And then we have a band that will follow them as well. So we're excited to have him. And then for holiday hours, we're going to be open Christmas Eve until 6 o'clock at Bar 45. But our reset location, which is attached, will be open all night till 2 a.m. We got a late-night food menu for everybody if you need to get a couple last bites in before that Christmas Day dinner.
Christmas, then closed all day Christmas?
Yep, closed Christmas, and then obviously we reopened the next day. But after that, we got our annual New Year's Eve party, which is going to be a huge hit as well. We always got a couple DJs that come out, live entertainment. We always got a few tricks up our sleeves for that, too. Don't want to put out too much information, but tickets are available at eventbrite.com. And you can check out all the information on that as well.
Good seeing you, Brandon. Love the Christmas sweater.
Thank you.
For people tomorrow, too, I know people out and about, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, Rockets taking on Appalachian State on ESPN. You guys doing anything for the bowl games?
We actually have the UT Alumni Association party here. They're going to be taking over all of Reset to have a watch party. They got people coming from all over the state of Ohio. Obviously, alumni that have moved away are coming home for the party. So it should be a good time. We got drink specials and food specials, and it's always a great place to watch the game. We got over 20 flat-screen TVs, our 15-foot projection, full surround sound. So, you know, we're going to have all that action for you guys right here.
Good stuff, Brandon. Merry Christmas. Good seeing you, buddy.
Thanks for
having us. No, it's my pleasure. Brandon Saba, everybody. Manager here at Bar 145. I'd like to thank our guest of the show tonight, Aaron Witten, the play-by-play man of Appalachian State, joined us. Appalachian State, by the way, joined us at the top of the show. And, of course, Matt Melzak gave us a little preview as well from Kalamazoo, where the Walleye now have won 3 consecutive games, by the way. If you're out and about, everybody, be safe. Jim Cushlin back in the studios. Jim, tonight, I know you mentioned high school basketball. Bowl coverage, Lions, I know, on Sunday. Bill Clark, you mentioned tonight. Give us a brief little thumbnail sketch of what's going on.
Absolutely. We do have high school basketball tonight. Bill Clark and the crew, Whitmer at St. John's, 7 o'clock, the coverage time right here on 106.5 The Ticket. Then tomorrow, you got Ohio State, North Carolina on the basketball court from New Orleans. Should be an interesting game. 1 o'clock that starts. Then we have an NFL doubleheader, courtesy of our friends at Westwood One, Indy, Baltimore, Minnesota, Green Bay. Sunday, you mentioned the Lions, 11 o'clock, the coverage time right here on 106.5 The Ticket. Atlanta, New Orleans, Jacksonville, San Francisco, that'll be at Talk Radio 100.7. And then on Christmas Day, we start the game broadcast day with Cavs, Warriors, followed by Wizards, Celtics in the NBA. Then it caps off Oakland at Philly in the NFL. And due to the timing of it all, Pittsburgh, Houston, that'll be on Talk Radio 100.7 at 4 o'clock on Monday. So lots of football over the course of the weekend and some basketball as well.
Good job, Jim, as always. Merry Christmas to you and happy holidays. And you know, everybody, for the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik, he drives this show. Always great deals. Santa's special continues up there from LPK, the low payment king, and everybody involved, our good friends at Vito's and all of our sponsors. Thanks a lot, everybody. Be careful. Have a great holiday. Merry Christmas to everybody. This is Mike Miller from Bar 145 saying so long and good night, everybody.